Billy Bat Productions presents The Hermanists, a satire show that remixes feminist history into a twisted comedy series. Some episodes contain adult content and strong language, just like in your daily life. This series contains dangerous ideas, possibilities, and a complete rewriting of history, just like in your daily life. Welcome to The Hermanists!
The truth.
Nothing is true.
Everything is broken.
The first thing I do in the morning is brush my teeth. We're all doomed.
Calm down, woman.
Let's burn it down.
Just burn it down.
Tonight on Women in Time, we delve into the life and times of first female pioneers. Sunshine Stevens brings us an in-depth report on the secret life of Amelia Earhart, shoe expert and flamboyant fashion icon. But first, the women's headline news. In the year 2020, global women's wear earned $1,516 billion gazillion dollars. Women spent an average of $960 a month on clothing, but only wear 20-30% of their wardrobe. Also in the year 2020, the whole of clothing manufacturers produced 4 times the amount of clothing than in 2000. They are now responsible for 8-10% of carbon emissions. Clothing retailers donated 10 million tons of unwanted clothing, not to people in need or the underserved, but to landfills. 52% of consumers want the industry to be more sustainable, using natural materials such as wool and silk instead of plastic, nails, and caulk. And oh good, here's another article on how to organize your suitcase just by buying more packing cubes. If you don't buy them, you won't be organized. And later on in the show, words to be wary of. And what is an eco-feminist, and should you date one? Up next, Amelia Earhart, the woman's apparel icon whose pioneering work in shoe construction changed the fate of women across the world. That's the story we've been told, and for the most part, we've accepted. But over time, bit by bit, the story has unraveled to reveal a real gem in women's history. Pulling together excerpts from early medical journals, deciphering the cookbooks from witches, and listening to Hillary Clinton's speeches backwards.
She knew!
We now finally have the full story, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Jetpacks for women. Never be late for anything again, unless you do it on purpose. Fashioned after Mary Poppins, the new twin jet exhausts extend away from your face, and the ever-useful upgraded foothold actually stays in place, so you don't drop down 50 feet and splat on the concrete. Poppins Floppins, we call them, but no more. You'll be boppins in no time on Poppins Jetpacks for Women.
Sunshine, I have to say, I'm not a historian, but I did not know Amelia Earhart was a fashion icon. I thought she was really only famous for one thing. So, you know, you're bringing us some real news.
Then I guess you don't know everything, then.
Okay.
Like most women born before and during the 1800s, little Amelia was born with webbed toes. Married women were forced to wear primitive swim flippers as footwear, thus making it harder to run away from their husbands. Market days were a jovial time for men as they watched their women folk flapping about from stall to stall, trading turnips for tomatoes. Also, notably, it's one of the first times we can see men openly wielding their influence to turn women against one another.
Get off my flapper!
You stay away from my Alfred with your manky flappers.
Fortunately, Amelia was raised feral by a wealthy mother and a snot-brained father. Although it's not confirmed he was a snot-brain. We do know, factually, he was an attorney and an alcoholic, so, you know, there's that. Amelia enjoyed cross-dressing as a swan or a toad, depending on her mood. It is said that Amelia's mother enjoyed watching as little Amelia tortured her father as she anthropomorphized herself into web-toed animals.
Look, Daddy, a toad pooped in your chair.
However, Amelia did not enjoy school. She dropped out 3 times, and each time she tromped away, she was heard yelling, "You're an arsehole, Francis," which leads to the enduring mystery of Amelia Earhart. Who was Frances? At the outbreak of World War I, she took up nursing the sick and wounded in Toronto, where she learned remedial surgical skills. Initially, she was to work in the kitchens and hand out medications.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
But legend has it that one night, after a particularly stressful day, she popped a couple of quaaludes and began operating on her own feet, using only what she had at hand. A hair barrette and a potato. In the morning, she awoke to discover she had fashioned quasi-toes from her foot webbing. Unfortunately, she developed a fever the next day due to the unsanitary conditions, but thanks to the quick-thinking, skilled nurses, they disinfected her feet and thus revealed her revolutionary new toes. Although the use of quaaludes was eventually dropped and replaced with wine.
Live, love, wine!
Wine! This early remedial corrective surgery caught on with the nurses, who called it the pedicure. And soon, women everywhere were gaining trust among their female ranks and operating on each other at secret house parties where they exchanged ideas and burned their shoe flippers. Women began dancing together and feeling joy for the first time ever.
I feel joy.
By the end of the war, when the men slogged home, the independence the women felt could not be undone. Women began inventing dances and ushered in a new age for women, calling themselves flapper girls as an homage to their shared history. They reformed their image and drank bathtub gin from distilled potatoes in tribute to their mysterious benefactor. A bored and stressed out healthcare worker who dropped some ludes and changed women's history. And now, several generations later, web toes on female babies is a rare genetic anomaly. But what happened to Amelia? Well, along with their new toes, women everywhere began obsessing on dressing their feet. Fearing a backlash from men everywhere.
Burn the witch.
Or
Amelia decided to hide in plain sight and rode the new wave of desire for shoe fashions. First as a shoe model, then a designer and manufacturer for nursing shoes, and later sandals. And today we know her as a fashion expert.
Today's fashion expert is someone who knows more about marketing than how clothing should fit on women.
Careful not to repeat the mistakes of her parents, Amelia finally married a man who not only could she stand to be in the same room with, but who would champion her and her penchant for unusual behavior.
She makes me cock.
On their wedding day, they both dressed as albatrosses, using a long chain around their necks instead of wedding rings. And they lived happily ever after.
So that's it? That's Amelia Earhart's contribution to the world? Nothing about airplanes crashing or flight or...
No. She crushed women's herstory. That's what she crushed. Do you know anything else she contributed that was as important as toes for women?
No, I don't, actually. You're right. Well, right on, Sunshine. Good report. And thank you for illuminating the darker corners of women pioneers for us.
Yeah, whatever.
Today's PSA from HordeCon with Glynis and Judy.
Hello. We are very excited to be hosting this year's Hoarders Conference at the State Fairgrounds this weekend. And if the figures hold out, it will be the largest gathering of hoarders this side of the Mississippi.
It will be a horde of hoarders.
That's right. That's why you're here. You bring the funny. And it will be a fun-filled day, should you come down, of strolling the aisles and looking at other people's hoards.
Last year, the Christmas decoration hoarders were out in full force.
They were. But this year, the garden implement theme seems to be emerging.
Ooh, I can't wait to look at all the rusted and chipped and bent implements.
They're still good, though.
Oh, for sure. I saw a yard fork last year that was only missing one tine.
I bet there's a story there.
You know there is. Would you like to hear it?
No. I only have a couple of minutes, and I wanted to mention all of the breakout sessions. On Friday night, there's the Beginning Hoarders, Where to Begin, and Hoarding Like a Pro, How to Hide Your Stash from Your Family. Then on Saturday, we have Collections or Hoarding, Putting a Value on Your Hoard. And Is This Trash? Understanding Value. And Eyeballing It, an in-depth search and recovery for valued items.
Isn't that your session that you're conducting?
Yes. I'm going to be using my collection of matchbook covers for an example.
Oh, that promises to be very exciting. Sunday has three breakout sessions all about renting out space for your hoard and the best deal on sheds to put your hoard into. And of course, the ever-popular attic, basement, or garage.
Those should be must-attends. What are you looking most forward to?
Ooh, that's a tough one, Glynis. But I'm going to say the sewing hoarders.
Why's that?
They have the best food.
Well, also on Sunday, it will be a bit short, since we will be doing the hoarders' home tours.
Oh.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting.
As well as the swap meet.
Ooh.
And don't forget, the giant rubber band ball will be making an appearance Friday night to kick off the weekend.
Oh my goodness, I cannot wait to look at that.
We'll see you there.
And this just in on the Women News headlines. More women are using optimistic footwear, pairing thoughts and prayers with their shoes. Oh, why not? We'd love to hear from our fellow Hermanists. And you can get in touch with us on Twitter, @Hermanist, or if you're old-fashioned, send us an email. And finally today, overused words to avoid and the soulless people that use them. Impactful. Innovative. Engage. Empower, unique culture. Often these words are used by salespeople, people trying to sell you access, marketing people, and generally people trying to scam you. So thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next time with a report on women in sports and the Six Nation playoffs. The Hermanists is a Billy Bat production starring Nina Greeley and Sailor Billings. Music by John Bartman from Free Music Archive and sound effects from freesound.org. Thank you for listening. And if the mood strikes you, please like and review.
Yay!
I meant to ask you something. When you said you named your microphone Stella, no, Scarlett, did you name your microphone Scarlett?
Oh, no. I wish I had. No, that's the name of the, I don't know what the fuck the thing is called. Christy. It's the box that things go through, and it's a scarlet.
I think you should name it Scarlet anyway. The Scarlet Lady.
Well, that's a good idea.
And you could go around talking to people about your friend, the Scarlet Lady.
Oh, God, just what I need, a microphone with a personality. Actually, that might be good. Just like, you know.